As we're celebrating today the seventh day of the wonderful and miraculous novena to the Holy Spirit. Again, we find another of those days where the garden of our Lord is filled with magnificent flowers of different varieties and colors and scents. And so we have at least four saints that I must needs speak to you about, even if shortly. The first is the principal saint of today's Mass in this rite. And it is a saint who was acquainted with St. Francis of Assisi, though he was not a Franciscan. He is the patron saint of some gentlemen, because his name is St. Eubald. So take it for what it's worth. So if you're balding, pray to St. Eubald. Anyway, St. Eubald was born at the end of the 12th century. And as I said, he was very blessed because he was acquainted with St. Francis of Assisi, who was born in the city of Gubbio, where St. Francis had made a deal with the wolf that he would not eat the people anymore. And so the people had to bring him food every night in order for him not to eat their children and their dogs and cats and whatever. And, of course, that's what made Gubbio very famous, a city in Umbria. Not too long after the death of St. Francis in 1226, the Holy Father, Pope Honorius II, named him to be the Bishop of Gubbio. He was a canon. And remember, I said yesterday, canons are very important in the life of the church. Don't forget that. And so he was a canon of the chapter of the Cathedral of Gubbio, and then he became its bishop. He reigned over the Diocese of Gubbio for over 30 years. Another saint of great importance today is a saint from the eastern part of Europe who is very, very popular all over Europe, particularly in northern Europe and eastern Europe, including Germany, St. John Nepomucene, because he was a patron saint of that Bishop of Philadelphia, St. John Nepomucene Neumann. And that is why, because it was very, very popular. But he was a bishop and a canon also in Poland, rather in Prague, in the Czech Republic or Bohemia. And he was the confessor to the queen. Usually it's a very cushy job and many rewards, but in his case it was not to be without a lot of suffering. The king, King Wenceslaus the Idol, as he is called in history, he wasn't too idle, but he was called Wenceslaus the Idol. He was very suspicious of the queen, and he coerced, or tried to coerce, St. John Nepomuk, as they call him, to tell him the queen's confession. And of course, that's a totally forbidden thing. And so he refused. He absolutely refused. And if we are, even if somebody threatens to kill us, we are not allowed to reveal the confession of anybody else. Absolutely not. And so the king had him thrown into the Moldau River, and he became a martyr for the sake of the sacrament, the seal, the secret of the sacrament of confession, as a prayer that is in the Missal in Latin attests to him. And then another very important saint, for some people anyway, in Ireland in particular, today is the feast of St. Brendan the Abbot, who was also called Brendan the Navigator, because he went with seven monks to find an island that was supposed to have been the Garden of Eden. Either way, some of that is not totally historically reliable. Some of it is. And many different people wrote about it, so obviously there is some veracity to that fact. But he founded many other monasteries in Ireland and in Scotland, and he was a good friend of St. Columcille, who was another famous Irish monk of the Middle Ages. And last but not least, one that is important to all of us, especially those of us who have a great devotion to Our Lady, and those of us who are members of the Legion of Mary, the feast today of St. Simon Stock. And of course, St. Simon, he was called Stock because he lived in the hollow of a tree, in the stock of a tree. So he was called St. Simon Stock, or at least in his life, Simon Stock. But he was an English Carmelite who became the Father General of the Carmelite Order. And it is to him that the Blessed Mother appeared and gave him the scapular, the brown scapular that we so cherish and honor. So today we have many flowers in the garden of God as we continue with a novena to the Holy Spirit, which is what makes present to us the garden, the paradise of God.